Let's get to Shani Norda. You might know her as Shani Light. She's been married in the off-season. She's doing great things, and she's dominating for the Magpies as well in the AFLW. 5-0. They are unbelievable. They're mighty girls in the black and white. And she's got the new book out, No Apologies, which I am very, very keen to read, but I don't have a copy of. Shani, can you fix that for me? Good morning.
Oh, yeah, right. Oh, you stingy. It's still before 7. Can I say prick? But
you can say prick. Absolutely you can.
Absolutely. Yeah, I might be able to fix something up for you.
Yeah, good. Yeah, nice work. And by the way, we appreciate you getting up before 7, but I've got a feeling that you're a sort of a morning sort of gal.
Oh, my God, I definitely am not, but I'm already at work. So
what?
Since, obviously, you know, spending some lovely time with you guys over the last couple of years, I now work at Methodist Ladies College in Kew. And so I take training from 7 till 8, so I'm in here at 6:30 every morning. So I am officially a morning person.
So hang on, they're footy training every morning, did you say?
No, netball. So I'm the head of netball here at MLC.
Every morning they train?
So I take year 5 through to year 12. We've got 29 teams, 15 coaches, and over 300 girls.
Wowzers.
Yeah, I keep myself busy.
That's awesome. So how are you enjoying that, the early starts when you got late night training and then games on the weekend? How are you coping with all that?
Yeah, look, I'm struggling. I'm cooked, to be honest with you. But I'm at a stage of my life where work is really important, obviously for transitioning outside of footy, or outside of just sport in general. So I think the sacrifices, funnily enough, the sacrifices you make at the start of your career because you need to work and play, you then also need to make at the end of your career because you need to work and play because, you know, you don't want to finish up whenever it is and then not have anything to go to. And I was really lucky to get this job last year during COVID when everyone else was, you know, struggling. I actually landed myself a job and, you know, it's great, it's part-time. So although I kind of work from 6:30 to 12, I've got a little bit of time before getting to training. But yeah, it's a very long day.
Do you have, Shani, a greater appreciation or maybe even a deeper love for netball, having stepped away from it for a while and then coming back to it? Do you see it differently or is it sort of just clicked back to the way it used to be?
No, it's so different. And I think, I don't know if I've spoken to you guys about it before, but you know, when I retired from the top level netball, I really fell in love with community netball again and what it's all about and the fun and the love and the friendships. And still those that, you know, that do want to make it and you can help them, you know, on the path to their career, you know, to whatever they want to achieve. But then also, you know, we've just got great participation. Like a lot of girls drop out of sport between the ages of 15 and 17, and we've got 60 girls that just go down and play on a Saturday, which I just think's absolutely phenomenal. And you're right, that side of it, I am extremely passionate about it. So for me, I'm loving getting back to this community grassroots level, and that's what makes me happy about netball.
All right, the book, I do like the name. It's perfect, I think, for you. No Apologies.
Thank you. I nailed it.
What's the feedback been from it so far?
Pretty fresh, to be honest. Like, I don't know if a lot of people have read it yet. The ones that have are pretty close to me, and they've really enjoyed the story. And, you know, even a lot of close friends and family don't know a lot of stuff that is in there because, you know, you don't talk about the hard times, the dark times. If you're chatting to people, you just want to chat about the good stuff. You know, one of my best mates to this day that I was in school with, she was like, "Shans, I just didn't understand how much you were doing when you were at school." And you know, it's been a really good understanding. I haven't had any negative feedback, not saying that won't come. It'll be interesting to see what people think. But also, you know, for me, it's just my story and I'm just putting it out there. And I'm hoping that a few can learn from it, whether it being in the sporting industry, whether it's people outside of that are just, you know, stuck in and want to get themselves out of something that they're somewhere they don't want to be anymore. So, yeah, but all so far so good at the moment.
So you have been on a bit of a journey of self-discovery since you left netball, Shani, seemingly, and you've had your challenges, as you talked about, from a mental health perspective, getting yourself back on track and finding your lovers again, as you just talked about then. Was there always an inclination that you wanted to put it down on paper, or was it just something that popped up?
Oh, always. I love writing. I used to do creative writing in school. I've always done journals. I've always, like, written my, like, speeches and poems, some friends' weddings and stuff like that. And so when I, it's actually really hard to get a book deal as a female athlete, because female athletes' books, history says that they don't sell, because the wives buy the books for their husbands for Father's Day, Christmas, whatever it is. So it was always a risk. It was really hard getting a publisher to pick me up. So it was really grateful to Affirm Press. But I already had 35,000 words of journaling before I'd even gone to the publisher. So, you know, they knew that I was committed to writing a good story. They obviously know that I'm a bit of a character. And so the fact that they backed me in was awesome. But, yeah, so it's a 77,000 word book, and so I pretty much already had half of it done before I even went to the publisher.
77,000 words. I remember you writing 1,500-word essays at school, and that would kill me.
Yeah. Yeah, but if you wrote about your life, it's a bit easier, you know. And the hardest thing, it was actually harder trimming it down because I talk so much. I write how I talk, you know. So I really had to cut some stuff out and, you know, really focus. Like, you know, you've always got a theme in a book, so I had to stick to that theme, and I couldn't really go off sideways because there just wasn't enough room for it. So, but, you know, there could be a few sequels and stuff coming out. But no, it was a really fun, really cathartic process, and whilst it's my first book, I feel like it really is that first chapter of my life that I've just kind of put away now, and it's really refreshing and, like, really exciting to move on to the next thing.
So you're a pretty straight shooter, we know that, we love that about you. Was there any stories or parts of it that you put down on paper you thought, oh, this might ruffle a few feathers or get someone out of their comfort zone that's involved in this and I probably should check this?
Most of it, yeah. yeah, and, you know, it's not easy to write. I take a lot of responsibility. I think there's always two sides to every story, so it's not about saying this happened because this person did this. It's about, you know, when I was in my early 20s, you know, and it's a lot of it is on reflection. I would have done a lot of it differently if I had the self-awareness and knowledge that I have now, and that's what I'm sharing in the book. So I'm like, if you're going through this, try not to react in this way, try to see it from someone else's perspective, and also try not to get angry about it, but take yourself out of that situation if you're not happy. But, you know, I've had a few conversations with people, and there's people I haven't had conversations with as well, but just about saying, look, I am going to be sharing these stories. These were my experiences. And also, if yours were different, feel free to share them. Like, I don't mind if you saw it differently. But, you know, I think just in life in general, you know, we get stuck with being in the status quo and all the rest of it, or having to be a certain way. And obviously, I'm very different to that. And so hence the title, No Apologies. You know, I've ruffled a few people up the wrong way, and I'm not apologising for that because I've learnt from it, and I hope that they have too.
Well, just on that, Shani, is there a feather you've ruffled that you've been able to sort of go back and sort of fix, or, you know, get that relationship back since you've particularly got through netball? Or are you sort of comfortable with where you're at with all of that?
Yeah, no, there was one in particular that is now back in my life. And it was really funny because I called that person and I just said, look, I really love where our relationship is now, but I just need to let you know that, you know, that I'm putting these, you know, what my experiences from a long time ago, over a decade ago, in my book. And look, I hope that that doesn't affect our relationship, but I understand if it does. But I just, you know, I just want to give you the heads up. And that was a really tough conversation to have. But I think because that person is now back in my life, it was a really important conversation to have. And they were really appreciative of the phone call and being able to have that discussion. So, yeah, and every situation is obviously very different. Some people might reach out. I reckon a lot of people won't, and that's fine because, as I said, it was my journey and my experiences.
So, Shani, I mean, it was, I wouldn't say you were necessarily a trailblazer, but, you know, there was a, when you sort of walked away from netball for a while because of, and I stand to be corrected here, but because of your mental health challenges, that didn't happen as much as perhaps what it does now. Do you think the AFLW experience has helped your life, or was it something that was going to improve regardless of AFLW?
It's definitely helped. My life would have improved anyway, but what I changed my mindset from needing to achieve to doing what I love. And so footy was something that I was really enjoying. It was a great challenge that I wanted to do, so I made that choice obviously to do that. So I think both of those come hand in hand. But, you know, the culture is extremely different in footy compared to netball, and there's just more of my personalities. And I think, you know, the main theme in the story of the book is that, you know, I was constantly asked to change who I was in netball, and it wore me down over the years. And you know, in footy, I can just be myself and there's no judgment. There's just, I can be me, loud, stupid, whatever, and still be in the leadership group. You know, you're not judged on your personality to whether you can lead or not. And that, those were a few of the struggles that I had in netball. So for me, footy has just added so much to my life. And I kid you not, like, and, you know, this Collingwood AFLW team, like, we are literally all best mates. And it is the best team that I've ever been a part of out of my 18-year sporting career. So I feel very fortunate to have, and you know, because I've played sport for so long, I know how rare it is to find a team like that, and that you can't force friendships, you can't force a really good culture and vibe, and the fact that we just have it is pretty incredible. So I feel very fortunate to be a part of that team.
Well, recent performances would suggest that's not too far off the mark. 5-0, got the Doggies on Sunday at Vic Park, 2:40. Check your local guides, all you Magpie fans. Go and see Shani. Do her thing in the black and white stripes and take along a copy of No Apologies, her new book out in all good bookstores. I'm sure you can download it too somewhere as well. Shani, great to chat to you. Go well.
Yeah, thanks. And remember, if you don't like the book, you can always use it as a doorstop, so just buy it anyway.
There's always that. Have a great day.
All right, see you boys, mate.